In Saudi Arabia, a bomb attack has reportedly wounded two security guards near the U.S. consulate in the city of Jeddah. The bomber was apparently headed in a car toward a mosque that was near the diplomatic mission. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the raid. Independent think tanks in Pakistan say a recent report by Washington on the number of civilian casualties caused by U.S. drone strikes in countries like Pakistan, Yemen, or Somalia are not reliable. They say the figure is much higher than what the White House has claimed. Washington released the report on Friday. Iran is urging the international community to pressure Israel into releasing four of its diplomats that were abducted in Lebanon 34 years ago. Tehran says the UN, the International Committee of the Red Cross, and human rights organizations must abide by their duties to do so. Israeli troops have arrested 10 Palestinians in Jerusalem al-Quds in the occupied West Bank, accusing them of launching an attack on a policeman. According to Palestinian sources, one journalist is among the detainees. Tel Aviv is also continuing to lay siege to the flashpoint city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. The UN Special Coordinator for Middle East Peace says the so-called two-state solution is unlikely to go ahead in the occupied territories. The comment came in line with a Friday report issued by the so-called quartet comprised of the US, the EU, the UN, and Russia that slammed Israel's settlement constructions. The Egyptian National Council for Human Rights has criticized the government for its widespread rights violations in the country. The prominent advocacy group has slammed the prevalent torture of inmates. It has also censured police forces for what it calls enforced disappearances. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has issued a presidential decree on the formation of a new government. The new ministers were introduced after the ruling Ba'ath Party won the majority of seats in April's parliamentary elections. Key ministers of foreign affairs and defense are to keep their posts. German media have revealed that Berlin exported billions of euros worth of arms to Saudi Arabia and Qatar last year. The deals include the sale of combat tanks, heavy artillery, and different types of ammunition. The German opposition is critical of the deal, citing the bleak human rights record of Doha and Riyadh.